The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. A very good afternoon to you and yours. We are going to begin, as always, with our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Before we begin and get into the story at hand and invite you to call the program, I had an epiphany last night. I have a guy that listens to the program that I guess has a lot to do in his life. And he has nothing better to do than send me these emails that are just, they're pitiful. And I know that in a way, in this medium, when you're in the public forum, you deal with some people that, let's just say, don't like you so much. But it dawned on me last night, and rarely do I have these thoughts, I must be doing something right. Because I'll tell you, I get on this program. I had lunch with a dear friend today, someone that supports my ministry. And his wife got on the phone at lunch with me and said, I have to tell you, I had to turn your program off yesterday. And I said, was I really that bad? She says, no, I can't stand listening to people that have no idea what they're talking about, and yet they're adamant about their position. In the case, as of yesterday, we were talking about the shot. People call them vaccines, and somebody calling in and saying they're safe and we all need to take them, and the people that choose not to be vaccinated are the problem, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, later in the hour, we're going to get into the latest stories. I've got six of them on the jab and how we were just told it's safe, it's good. Six of them just in the last 24 hours. But let me begin reading you a story that was reported all across social media, and specifically a man named John Brown, who writes, and sometimes he pops up at Daily Wire. That's Matt Walsh's outfit along with Ben Shapiro. And right away, oh, you're conservative, right-wingers. Just let me get to the story first. And I'll be clear, I'm going to upset some people by what I'm going to say. And I'll give a little bit of a disclaimer. I'll just be brief and to the point. I'm going to defend the Catholic faith now, which I was raised in Catholicism, walked away in high school, have not gone back. I do believe there are people that practice Catholicism that are saved and they know Jesus. But I have a lot of issues with the whole doctrine. You know, I'll just give you a few, and then I'll get into the story. You know, big fancy cathedrals. I just think money could be spent better. The whole Pope thing, like somehow he's the emissary to God. Purgatory, catechism, nuns, celibacy. I mean, I can go down the line. I've got a bunch. But that being said, I'm going to stand for the Catholic faith on this story, and in one area, they are fairly consistent. They speak out against the evil of abortion. By the way, we have open lines. Would love your calls today, 888-528-2557. Let me read the story and try to convey some of my thoughts. I actually read this story, put it on the pile to be revisited later. Read it again last night, and I'm like, there's something here. Read it a third time this morning, and I'm like, oh, this is a big story. This is a huge story. Let me read the story first. Again, this is John Brown on DailyWire.com. Representative Jared Huffman, Democrat from California, accused the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops of politically weaponizing religion by voting to draft a document that could result in a rebuke of pro-abortion Catholic politicians, and suggested punishing them by stripping the Catholic Church of its tax-exempt status. There's a lot in that one sentence. Let me read that one again to you. Representative Jared Huffman, Democrat from California, accused the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops of politically weaponizing religion by voting to draft a document that could result in a rebuke of pro-abortion Catholic politicians, and suggested punishing them by stripping the Catholic Church of its tax-exempt status. I'm going to read on. Any comment on that? 888-528-2557. Huffman tweeted, quote, "If they're going to politically weaponize religion by rebuking Democrats who support women's reproductive choice, then a quote-unquote rebuke of their tax-exempt status may be in order." Really? Huffman's tweet was in response to a statement last week from 60 Catholic House Democrats warning the USCCB, the bishops, against what they described as weaponizing the Eucharist. The USCCB on Friday overwhelmingly voted in favor of drafting a document that could lead to a rebuke of publicly pro-abortion Catholic politicians such as Joe Biden. The document, which would be made public at a later date, will advise bishops how to best enforce the guidelines regarding the reception of Holy Communion. According to the Code of Canon Law, those who are, quote, obstinately persevering in manifest grave sin are not to be admitted to Holy Communion, end quote. By the way, if you want clarification, I'll share more. Let me finish this story. The statement adds, quote, "We believe the separation of church and state allows for our faith to inform our public duties and best serve our constituents. The sacrament of Holy Communion is central to the life of practicing Catholics, and the weaponization of the Eucharist to Democratic lawmakers for their support of a woman's safe and legal access to abortion is contradictory." Huffman, who co-chairs of the Congressional Free Thought Caucus with Representative Jamie Raskin, has been an outspoken opponent of religious influence in government. In December, he and Raskin presented the Biden administration with a 28-page document drafted by the Secular Democrats of America, which urged for the repeal of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. Among other things, the document also recommended opposing, quote, "religious displays on government property," also for a crackdown on nonprofits operating as businesses, including megachurches, end quote. Now, let's break this down, unpack it, but I want to tell you again, the phone lines are open. 888-528-2557. If you have any thoughts about what I read, or if you have any thoughts about what I'm about to share with you, please know you're welcome to call the program. So let's get this straight. There are some House Democrats that are somehow telling the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that their understanding of, if you will, the gospel and being against abortion, these politicians are saying, hey, if you rebuke the president, because he's very pro-abortion, rebuke. They're just basically saying they'll form a statement. They're talking about he may not be able to take communion. Their response, oh, let's just take their tax-exempt status away to punish them. Do you understand the implications here? This is a government entity saying the realities of Catholicism, that they have no right to stand not only on the side of life, but when you have a politician that says, in the case of Joe Biden, he's Catholic, they're saying, no, you, first of all, okay, you say you're Catholic, great. We have a lot of self-identified Christians, I suspect, if they're even Christian. But the bishops say, no, we're going to decide whether we're going to rebuke and say, he's not to be given communion. And communion's a whole nother conversation for this one. Maybe at a later time. You know, the sacraments, holy water, all that stuff with Catholicism. But I'm here to say, not only do I support the bishops getting together and saying, this is a problem that Joe Biden is walking around talking about his Catholic faith, and he's pro-abortion. Maybe you're listening right now. Maybe you're of the Catholic faith. And stereotypically, Catholics are against abortion. It's one of the areas of that religion. They're pretty consistent. And again, as much as I am not Catholic, do not practice Catholicism, that's one of the areas that I know when we talk about this issue, the Catholic Church is pretty consistent. They speak out against it. They stand for life. Is that you? 888-528-2557. Or maybe in the other side of the story, you say, well, this is outrageous that politicians should threaten the church by pulling their tax-exempt status. Basically, what they're saying is, if you don't shut up and stop complaining or stop standing for life, we're going to threaten you to take away your tax-exempt status. I can even ask a very simple question. Do you believe Joe Biden is Catholic? I mean, if you practice Catholicism, does this man exemplify what you believe your religion states? Now, maybe we have nobody listening right now that practices Catholicism. Maybe at one time you were a Catholic. Now you're a Christian. Well, what does that mean? I'm Catholic and I'm Christian. Maybe. But again, doctrinally, there's some differences here. Last point, and then we'll either move forward or take some calls. The choice is yours. Part of doing a public talk radio program and soliciting calls, you either get calls or you don't. I can stand here and pontificate my views for the next hour. Many of you listen, may not want to respond. I get that. Sometimes you look to me like for insights and answers. I get that. But I'm not the end all. But when I see someone saying they are said faith, and when I know of that faith, that they stand almost in opposition to some of the core tenets of that faith, I think it's a little bit of an area that needs to be clarified. Let alone this idea. Even people, some of you listening right now, maybe we'll get a call on this. You're not Catholic. You would identify yourself as maybe an evangelical Christian. You voted for Joe Biden. You support a woman's right to choose. Or maybe you use that rap from the womb to the tomb, right? That somehow the evangelicals or the white evangelicals are so contradictory in this area that somehow they speak out against abortion, but they let the elderly and everything else go to H-E double toothpicks, which is an absolute lie. That's not true. Here's another question. Phones are very quiet. What about the realities of abortion? This is where it gets very sensitive. I'm not so foolhardy to think that it's all the non-believers that have gotten abortions. My best friend and his wife run an abortion recovery ministry. People that are Christian, followers of Christ that have made the decision to terminate a life. And that no longer bound is about the recovery process, the restoration process, the healing process. So I'm not getting on the radio just lambasting non-believers and saying they're all the ones that are getting the abortion. But we don't even have a conversation in the pulpit about this issue. Rare is it a pastor that speaks out against the evils of abortion. These are the altars of Satan. I'm not here to shock you. I'm not here to judge you or vilify you. I'm just here to share, look, many of us do things we don't even think through. And when it comes to the realities of abortion, the fact that we can kill a million babies in this country every year and not think twice about it, or get caught up in, this is about a woman's reproductive health care, a woman's right to choose, her body, blah, blah, blah. I'm just trying to speak for those that can't speak. And I'm not holier than thou. My past, my lifestyle, promiscuity, all of that stuff. You know, this cuts deep to a lot of us. But for the Catholic Church, the U.S. Council and Conference of Catholic Bishops to stand up and go, hey, we see a problem here. Maybe we are going to do something about it. When a Democratic president or Democrat president says he's Catholic, stands for abortion, falls all over himself, third trimester abortions, doesn't matter. For those politicians on the left to say, well, you know what? We're going to threaten them and pull their tax-exempt status if they don't shut up. Really? Is this what we're headed down, what road we're headed down now? We've got a little glimpse of it with the pandemic for 16 months. Church is non-essential, but pot shops and liquor stores are. And then where's the church in all of this? Where are the pastors? Not only speaking out against this, but pounding the pulpit over the last 16 months. We've got a little whimper here and there. Most churches early on stayed closed. There's some churches that are still closed. So again, to be crystal clear, I'm not pointing the finger out there. I'm pointing the finger back here at me, at us, at the church. We're complicit in our silence. But you voted for this new administration? Don't see a problem with it? Somehow it's couched under pro-choice? God help us. 888-528-2557. We have open lines. By the way, we've got callers calling about something completely else. Can we clear those lines? I want to stay on hand with topic. On Fridays, we do open phones. Lori, I appreciate your call. We'll take it another time. That's not what we're talking about right now. Let's talk to Kimberly in Santa Monica. Kimberly, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. First, I want to say thank you for speaking up on this issue, even though I know you have your own personal beliefs against Catholicism. I am a Catholic, born and raised a Catholic, left the church. Recently, I'm back. I actually go to the traditional Latin Catholic Mass. And the bishops are completely right. It's Catholic doctrine. You cannot receive communion, even including myself, if you are in a state of moral sin. Catholics have different types of sin, moral sin and venial sin. You cannot receive communion. No one can. So this isn't against Biden personally. This is about Catholic doctrine. You cannot receive communion if you are in a state of mortal sin.
So when you continue, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when you hear something like Democrat politicians saying, well, they're weaponizing their religion, and maybe we're going to teach them a lesson and strip them of their tax-exempt status, how do we respond to that? That's not only an abuse of power, but as you say accurately, in the Catholic Church, there are certain sacraments that are to be taken seriously. And we've got a guy in the White House that doesn't seem... I guess in word, he says he's Catholic, but his record as it applies to abortion speaks for itself. There's no consistency at all.
No, you cannot be Catholic and be pro-abortion. And there's plenty of priests that are speaking out about it. And you said, what do you do? You do what you're doing. And that's why I commend you so much. You're not even a Catholic, and you're speaking out on this issue. Do you know how many Catholics I know that are remaining silent?
Well, not to compare, this isn't apples and oranges, but I can take your comparison and point to my fellow Christians and how many of them are silent on a lot of issues that I think we should be speaking out against.
Exactly. Thank you. Speak out. That's what we do. Keep speaking out, and that's why I listen to your show every day, because you speak out, and you speak out fiercely.
Kimberly, thank you for the call. I have no need to defend myself, but I sometimes qualify things. If you're new to the program, you may think, well, I don't know about Kimberly and the host. He's just there he likes her because, and he approves of her because they agree. Just to let you know, this isn't about agreeing with me. This is an issue of faith. And I won't speak for Kimberly, but her faith sure sounds loud and clear. For me, I'm not even a practicing Catholic. I'm evangelical, if you will. I believe in the Bible. And I look in my sphere of acquaintance of people that I know that say they're Christian, and they support abortion. And my first thought is, number one, either you're confused, or number two, you're willing and willfully being indifferent to sin. Kimberly talked about speaking out. I think that's the very least of what we need to do, let alone take action. And when you see a government in the overreach threatening to strip the Catholic Church of its tax-exempt status, I would hope and pray those that identify as Catholics, you form a union and you run these people out of office. Jared Huffman. Don't get me going on Jamie Raskin either. He's in Maryland. Huffman's here in California. You vote them out of office. They do not represent the way in which a government is to, at the very least, acknowledge we have the ability to practice our faith unrestrained. And yet there's a part of me that says, look, as much as I want to call out Jared Huffman and Jamie Raskin, I think just as much of the problem is those of us of faith. That we don't do anything. We don't say anything. Pastors in the pulpit. Abortion? Oh, I can't talk about that. I may lose half my church. Well, good to know you're concerned about building your kingdom and not God's kingdom. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. If you missed the early part of this segment, there is a story in the news that House Democrats are considering stripping the Catholic Church of tax-exempt status. At least that's the noise they're making. Why? Because the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are concerned about Joe Biden saying he's president and yet so standing in a way in which that this idea of being a Catholic and pro-abortion somehow are not in opposition of each other. How many times have you heard Joe Biden's a good Catholic? And this guy's all for abortion. I would think Catholic bishops, if ever there was a part of the Catholic Church that should say, well, no, it would be the bishops. And yet these politicians threatening the Catholic Church. It's disgusting. 888-528-2557. It's also cowardice. That's the state of things. If we do nothing, if we do not speak out, later we'll get into the whole critical race theory and what's being taught to our kids here in California, sexual curriculums, teaching them to do things they should have no business even thinking about. If we don't stand up as parents and say, look, you represent us, or pull our kids out of school and homeschool. Again, may sound like a different topic, but it's same issue. This is on us. What do we do? How do we speak out? How do we stand against it? Or maybe you agree with it. Maybe you're complicit. I know there are a lot of you that listen. You voted for this administration. You say you're Christian. How do you rectify that position, especially as it applies to abortion? I've yet to have many of those conversations, and those conversations are always welcomed on this program. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. There's a story in the news. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are considering drafting a document that could lead to a rebuke of any politicians that identify themselves as Catholic that are pro-abortion. President Joe Biden would fall into that category. Now, part of their position is, in the Catholic Church, they stand adamantly and vehemently opposed to abortion. So when it comes to taking Holy Communion, part of the rebuke would be they're not to be given communion, those that are pro-abortion. That's at least what is being talked about. So in response, a Democrat here in California, Jared Huffman, says they're politically weaponizing religion and threatened to strip the Catholic Church of tax-exempt status. That's the story in a nutshell. So we're just asking for your thoughts, your response. We're going to move through the calls rapidly. We've got a lot of calls on the screens. I'm not sure. Some of the points that are being made are applicable to this story, but won't know unless we take the calls. So we'll start on top and work our way down. Greg in Costa Mesa, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, thanks for taking my call. I am so emotional about this subject, I hope I could rant eloquently. The Democrats bow at the altars of abortion and big pharma. This also ties into yesterday's conversation somewhat in that the vaccines, the MNR vaccines, have genetic material from aborted babies. Many new drugs have genetic material from aborted babies. The NIH funds all sorts of research on not just genetic material, but all sorts of aborted baby tissue. This is a travesty. We are morally no better off than the Chinese, who vivisect organs out of live Chinese slaves for organ donations. Mm-hmm. It's about time for all the churches, Catholic and otherwise, to stand up and say, this is a Holocaust, and it is no longer, it's reprehensible and it needs to be ended.
I would agree with everything you've said. Question, follow-up. So when you hear somebody like a Democrat here in California, Jared Huffman, saying, well, this is politically weaponizing religion, and if they don't stop or if they don't somehow, I don't know, ask for forgiveness, kiss the ring of the new president, that they're threatened with tax-exempt status and the taking away of it.
So be it.
Okay, thanks for the call. I'm not sure. Maybe I misrepresented the realities. I don't think you would so be it if you support that. Again, the idea of taking away tax-exempt status from the Catholic Church because they're standing on the side of life. But other than that, Greg, I support everything you said. Thank you for sharing it on the program. Alicia in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I'm driving in my car, but I wanted to respond to this. It's interesting how they use the word weaponizing.
Yep.
Weaponizing. What that is a pretense to me is the fact that they would say they're using it to weaponize. It really, you know, on so many levels, this is dangerous. I hear weaponizing as a call for them to put a tax-exempt to take away their tax-exempt status, not only on the Catholic Church, but they will be coming after the regular churches, all the churches. I think the Democratic Party, which personally I feel it's a very evil party as a believer, just everything that I see with this administration, but that's a whole nother conversation that obviously you don't have time for, neither do I on a radio program. But I do want to say there needs to be a pushback. We as believers should be actively pushing back whenever our faith is opposed upon. Our weapon and our authority is the Word of God.
Yep.
Our stand should always be on what God has in His Word as a follower of Christ. Now, that being said, I hear you often say, and it is sadly but true, a lot of the churches are cowering down to giving in to a lot of our organizations, just like this with the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not Catholic, but I think all Catholics should be outraged. They should be pushing back. Where are the bishops? Where are the pastors of Christian churches standing up and speaking against this?
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And you use the word, thank you for talking about their choice of saying weaponizing. First of all, the bishops, the Catholic bishops are doing nothing more than standing for their faith. Catholic Church stands strong in the area of being against abortion and being for pro-life. And that's somehow weaponizing religion? No, that's them saying to anybody that, whether it's in the political sphere or anywhere else, if you profess to be a Catholic, if you're a publicly professing pro-abortion Catholic, let alone a Catholic politician, the Conference of Catholic Bishops say, no, we're going to stand against that. Thank you for your good call. I appreciate it, Alicia. Now, I'm just going to go down the line. I may not spend as much time with you as I did with others. Some of these calls, we'll continue. Let's go to Ann and Carson. Ann, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I'm really getting so frustrated with the situation all the way around of censorship. And I agree with the previous caller that it's not just the Catholic Church. I mean, let's be honest about, that's how they approach things. They single out one and slide it in there when it's really targeted toward everybody. And the whole point is it's censorship, it's Marxism. And I was just watching a...
Time out. I'm trying to understand what that has to do with the topic at hand. Where is there censorship here?
Well, any time that you're coming against... anybody because of their viewpoint, they're speaking out to say that that talk about the Catholics supposedly who are supporting abortion are and referring. I didn't read the article, so forgive me. I'm not that clear, apparently they're referring to those people that are actually not practicing Catholicism but saying they're Catholic. But they are not acting in accordance with the Bible, and they are in support of murdering babies and calling themselves Catholic.
Yep.
Are not eligible for, I think they're saying,
taking Holy Communion. Yeah, that fits. And thank you. Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate you answering my question. Let's see what happened there. Let's try Gina. All of a sudden, the phone's just all lit up. Gina in San Diego, if you're there, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi. Thank you, Frank, for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a former Catholic. When I was 18, I became a Christian, so non-denominational. Here's the thing. They're weaponizing religion. So often, people in the church and then are politicizing their religion. In other words, they're taking on values that are more political, then they're following the values that are brought by their religion.
I don't understand what you're saying. Help me understand. Okay. and apply it to the topic at hand.
Okay. I know it is kind of confusing. Now, you were saying that congressman was weaponizing religion?
No. The congressman says that Catholic bishops that stand on the side of life are using religion as a position that they say is weaponizing because... So,
yes.
Go ahead.
I think it's just standing for... It's a matter of, like, purifying... I don't know if I can say purifying the church, but just staying consistent with the values and doctrines of the church. And when we let things start to get watered down to where we're not willing to stand up for good, we're going to see our rights collapsing. And Jesus said, be angry and do not sin. He was saying, be angry, you know, hate evil, be angry, yet do not sin. So there are things that warrant anger. Yes, we still trust God for the future. Yes, we still, you know, can have peace in our souls that we are, you know, we're on the right side. But we can't let this go on where the church is, or the doctrine is going to collapse, and then they can tell the churches whatever they want to do instead of the churches standing for the rights that they've been given.
Yeah, I think that's well said, and I don't mean to interrupt, but your cell signal is kind of waning. I do thank you for the call, Gina. And I think Gina makes a good point. When it comes to whether it's the Catholic faith or other types of quote-unquote Christian faiths, do we in the congregation, do we really understand the doctrine of the faith we profess to follow? And number two, do we stand for it when attacks may come? In this case, Catholic bishops are saying, you can't profess to be a Catholic and stand on the side of being pro-abortion. And then as it applies to the topic at hand, they pick out Joe Biden in particular because they're talking about pro-abortion politicians that say they're Catholic. And the bishops are saying, no, they drafted a document. They voted to draft a document that will rebuke publicly anybody that say they are a pro-abortion Catholic. And part of what's contains in that document is the idea of not allowing them to take Holy Communion. And we can get into the details of that whole thing. I haven't been out of Catholicism that long, but I know part of the deal is if there's mortal sin, there's venial sin. If you have certain sin, you're not allowed to take communion. And yet we've got politicians that say, oh no, the bishops are weaponizing religion. And they start wagging their finger like, you better be careful. We may strip you of your tax-exempt status. That's the story at hand here. Your thoughts are welcome. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. A couple of stories in the news I'm just going to read to you with a brief comment. You know, it's Pride Month. I'm sure you don't know that because we're not promoting it anywhere in our country or in the media. Now, the State Department says they will fly its Pride flag later this month. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said recently that the department will fly what they call the Progress flag for the first time to mark Pride Month. Blinken described a flag which incorporates a black, brown, light blue, pink, and white chevron into the traditional rainbow-colored pride flag. Blinken called it, quote, a symbol that encompasses the diversity and intersectionality of the LGBTQI persons and communities around the world. Yep, State Department's going to be flying that flag. And then there's this story. A transgender Olympic athlete that qualified as an alternate to represent the United States at this year's Summer Olympics said last year that the goal was to win and then burn an American flag on the Olympic podium. BMX freestyle rider Chelsea Wolf wrote in a Facebook post, quote, "My goal is to win the Olympics so I can burn a U.S. flag on the podium," end quote. You know, last month, embassies around the world, U.S. embassies, we flew the Black Lives Matter flag. I think it was last month. It's pretty amazing. Wolf claimed in a statement that anyone who thinks the post suggests hatred of America is sorely mistaken. Let me get this straight. You want to win an Olympic medal to get on the podium and burn an American flag, but that's not anything to do with your hatred for the country. Wolf is not the only transgender Olympic athlete to make the news in the last couple of days. You may have heard about the New Zealand weightlifter named Laurel Hubbard, a biological man, transitioned to female, is a transgender weightlifter selected to join New Zealand's weightlifting team at the Olympics. There are women athletes that are really upset about this. Female athletes have spoken about their dismay and contempt for allowing biological male athletes into female competitions. And we've got the Olympics coming up. Let's hang that progress flag or the BLM flag. But let's burn the American flag. And it's not because I hate the country. This has been a very quick escalation in just the last number of months. And I had a caller that didn't stay on hold, but what it said on the screen was they struggle with the idea of anybody that says they're Christian and they voted for the Biden-Harris administration. I don't really struggle with that. I just think there are some people that don't understand, some people that just hated the previous administration so much that somehow it justifies, well, now I'm better because of who's in office now. And I ask this question a number of times each week. How's it working out for you? You like the direction that the country's going now? Especially if you profess to be a Christian? This administration, I mean, I don't know, maybe some people think they could be a Christian and hate this country. I don't know. I know there are some that believe, well, the history of the country, you know, slavery and just bad and racist and leaving out of the equation that every country during that period of time had slaves too. Well, you're justifying it. No, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying then to now, oftentimes, if you're comparing like, well, we need to take away history versus maybe learn from history. Parents are speaking out. How critical race theory and other things are being taught to our children. Sex curriculum here in California, public schools, and all across our country for that matter. I don't know where the country's going. I really don't. But I know there are a lot of people that have about had enough. And we even talk, and maybe we will on another program or another hour. I've got story after story after story just in the last 24 hours about the quote-unquote vaccines and more red flags. And I'm putting it mildly. And yet the same administration, hey, do the right thing. Take the jab. Or even have professing ministers on infomercials I saw one on Facebook the other day. This guy representing himself as a minister saying, love your neighbor. I can think of no better way to love your neighbor than take the vaccine. Your comments are always welcomed on this program. I thank you. This is the Frank Sontag Show.